This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Christina Moroni, the theater teacher at Roseburg High, joining us. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what you have that you've been working on with your students and you're going to be doing just a couple weeks from now.
We have been working on putting together a 100% virtual version of The Wizard of Oz. We have been rehearsing for several months now on and off, starting with vocals and recording, and then doing all of the acting rehearsals and having students record from home and sending it all in. It's all been sort of homemade, do-it-yourself green screens, and so kids have been recording themselves and sending me the videos, and I've been editing all of that together. So it is quite the undertaking, but it is not something anybody here has seen before.
Yeah, I can't imagine all the little aspects. I mean, just putting on in regular times in the Rose Theater, putting on a production, there's so much to do. This has got been a very big challenge.
Yes, it was a huge learning curve for all of us, but I took some courses online last summer specifically to help train me for the challenges this year, and I felt pretty prepared going into it. And even with that, there's a lot of learning along the way.
So what has been the reaction of the kids? I mean, one of the things about acting that I think people enjoy as actors is being able to watch an audience as you're acting. It's going to be a little different this time.
Yeah, I would agree. It's something that, you know, my students haven't been used to, but they're getting to have some experience with what it would be like to, say, work on a film set almost, even though it's from home. So working on films, you don't get that immediate audience reaction either. The neat thing about doing it this way is that once we're all done, since we are putting the show online for the world to see, kids can actually watch their own performance with their families, which is not something they can normally do in an in-person show.
So how is this going to work in terms of the community accessing the show?
So they just need to go to my website, which is rhsdrama.com, and there are links available there to purchase tickets. The plan is it is going to be a on-demand show for the last weekend of February, which is the 26th to 28th, from 5 p.m. on Friday to, I think, about 11:30 p.m. on that Sunday. Anytime somebody wants to get a ticket and watch the show, they can access it for the entire weekend. They can watch it multiple times if they want to. So it's quite accessible. And because it's not at certain times of day, people can watch it at their leisure literally anywhere in the world.
What about costuming? How'd you do that?
That's something that I planned ahead, and then I stuffed bags with all of kids' costumes and props and labeled them. And so they were able to pick them up at the front office.
Gosh, another thing to think about there. And I know that the just a couple hours into the production being released, you've got a special YouTube event going on, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's something I tried with my last show, and the kids had a lot of fun, and it was really interesting for our community who was part of it, so I thought we'd try it again. At 8 p.m. on that Friday night, we are having a YouTube live talkback, which is a question and answer session with the cast and crew. So anybody can tune in and watch it. If you have a YouTube account and you want to log in, we will have live chat available so you can actually ask your own questions and the cast and crew can answer them. Even if you're not available at that time, it will still be posted after we're done. So if you want to watch the show and then go back and watch the talkback afterward, you're welcome to do that too. But it's a great opportunity to get the sense of how it was for all of the kids working on it and also what it was like to put the show together, which, again, is something totally unique to this area. Nobody here's done it yet.
So what about all the editing? I can imagine there's got to be hours in that. I mean, just many hours.
Yeah, I just finished up a scene yesterday. When it airs, the scene itself is about 11 and a half minutes. I've spent probably at least 12 hours editing on that scene alone. It's just a huge undertaking. And because I've got a great team to work with, I was willing to take it on. I wasn't going to do a musical if I didn't have a good team. But Julie Cherry, our vocal director, has taken all of the audio. Anthony Gordon, who's one of my seniors and also an editing person, has been helping with that. So it's been nice to have that support and made it doable for us.
And for the tickets and the opportunity here, probably for people to, I mean, you've got a $5 minimum, but really an opportunity for people here that are missing theater to be really generous.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to set a low minimum because I understand times are hard for a lot of people and we want theater to be accessible and we just want people to be able to see the show. At the same time, if there are people out there who are able and feel like being generous, you can purchase your ticket for more than that. There's also going to be a live donate button during the show. So if you feel so inclined, you can choose to do that. And all of the proceeds go right back into our department to help us keep bringing you shows.
Christina Maroney, the theater teacher at Roseburg High School. Give people the website again and information on how to get tickets.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz, rhsdrama.com. If you click there, you'll see a picture of the poster, and you can click on that, and it will take you straight to the purchase link for tickets. There's also a link on my page called Upcoming Shows, and if you click on that and want to just read more about the show, you can do that there as well.
All right, Christina, thanks for being on this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.